It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hey, folks. Okay, so we've been talking a lot about using food as medicine and also just kind of riffing on the fact that cardiovascular disease and a lot of our chronic health diseases continue to be on the rise, but cardiovascular disease is still the number one killer of both men and women. And it always frustrates me because I'm thinking, gosh darn, we know so much and we have talking heads like myself. And we have great documentaries are out there and we've got people that are talking about strictly plant-based diets or we have also people talking about having great fats instead of the bad fats. And there's so much information. And so, well, what do we really do? Like, how can we decrease our risk? How can we take empowerment over our health? Well, or power back over our health? Well, this segment is all about actually foods, 21 foods that I could actually get through. We've got this short segment. I'm going to get through a lot of them that can unclog arteries, right? So we can talk about unclogging pores, but your arteries definitely are things that we need to keep open. We need to keep clear. We need to keep running smoothly. Why? Because that is the heart of our circulation. That is the highway. That is like bad. If you have clogged arteries, it's a traffic jam. It is frustrating. It is going to cause so much demise in your health, you know, just as if there was an accident, just as if there was, just too much stuff going on the freeway. The flow isn't there. We want the flow to be there. So how can we continue to use food as medicine? How can you do this at home? How can you just use your own mind? Well, here's a couple things that we know can help. All right. I'm going to pick my favorites because there's a lot, but these are things that you can do. Now, certainly taste buds have an effect, your ability to source these ingredients, but I want to go down this list and I want you to actually execute on a daily basis, okay? Not once a week, not once a month, not just during Heart Month in February. This is something every day. Asparagus. It is one of the best vegetables for clearing arteries. It truly is. It's full of fiber, low in carbohydrates, full of minerals, long list of vitamins, including K, vitamin K, which is a fat-soluble vitamin, believe it or not, B1, B2, C, and E. It can help. Actually, there's clinical studies to lower blood pressure and prevent blood clots, okay? So asparagus, you can do so many different ways. Sometimes I have them in my egg white omelets. Sometimes I have my egg full omelets. I can do them on the grill. They're amazing when they're grilled. You can steam them. There are so many ways to have asparagus. Quite honestly, you can just blanch them and have them on a vegetable plate. Asparagus, avocado. Studies have shown that the daily consumption of this lovely, lovely fruit results in improved blood cholesterol with a decrease in triglycerides and low-density lipoproteins. That's your bad, quote-unquote, cholesterol, of around 22% and an 11% increase in your good cholesterol. This is by eating food, okay? Avocado. All right, so I got to tell you something there. This is something that should be consumed. Now, once again, if you have weight loss desire, we have to keep in mind that even good fats, you know, fats are pretty high in calorie, and so we still have to monitor that. But when it comes to heart health, avocados continue from a studied perspective to be on the top of the list. Now, one of my favorite things ever is broccoli. So I got to tell you something. Broccoli, for so many different reasons, and the whole family of cruciferous vegetables, but broccoli is another vegetable that's really, really high in vitamin K. And vitamin K helps to prevent calcification. That is involved in hardening of the arteries. It is loaded with liver detoxifying substances. And our liver is everything when it comes to detoxifying and having a healthy organ in the rest of your body. Seriously, whether it's your heart, whether it's your lungs, whether it's your pancreas, whether it's your any gland in the endocrine system, your hormone system, your liver has, believe it or not, everything to do with it. And so broccoli on a daily basis, you got to get it in. So once again, I mean, certainly broccoli raw, I don't know, it's kind of crunchy, kind of takes a lot to chew and get down. But if you steam it, right, just to that right bright green, not the grayness. Like, I've seen broccoli that's been cooked that I'm like, that doesn't look like a food product anymore. We want to be able to have those aromatics like garlic and onions, just a little bit of maybe some oil in there and get that nice, I call them steam fries instead of stir fries, right? Just get that water in there, get that steam heat, break down those cell walls and enjoy all the nutrient benefits of plant density. There you have it. I'm going to say this, chia seeds as well as flax seeds. Seeds are so wonderful and they're high in fiber. They're high in lignans. They're high in alpha linoleic acid. Chia seeds especially, they've been known to keep arteries clear, regulating blood pressure, reducing LDL, lowering triglycerides. So having seeds in a smoothie, having seeds on your oatmeal in the morning, having seeds on your salads, it's the way to go. Continue to use food as medicine. Extremely important. All right, here we go. I'm going to bring up something that's very controversial. Okay, controversial. It's coffee. Yep. Contrary to popular belief, coffee is not bad for your health. But we have to break this down, right? Because a pot a day, caffeine, way too much caffeine is going to pounce on those adrenal glands. It's going to add to adrenal dysregulation, adrenal fatigue, if you say, and it's not good for you. However, studies have found that drinking, here's the thing, it's about portion, 8 to 16 ounces of coffee per day. And most of those studies, believe it or not, there's a difference if the coffee is filtered through a non-chlorine bleached paper filter, okay, so the brown ones, versus not. These studies increase as far as the efficacy of study, but 8 to 16 ounces of coffee per day can reduce the risk of heart disease by around 20%. So if you know, there's a very popular chain out there. I think the most popular worldwide chain, a venti, is 20 ounces. So that's a big, big, big jug of coffee. And if you have that plus something in the middle of the day, plus something in the afternoon, that's too much. But 8 to 16 ounces of coffee per day, okay? We've had those studies. They're over and over and over again being proved and indexed, all right? So coffee, yep, you got it, coffee. All right, just I'm going to review a couple other things. Green tea. You know, if coffee isn't your thing, you want a little bit of decreased caffeine, matcha green tea. That's that green stuff that you can actually make yourself, high in something called catechins. Great antioxidant plant phenols. That's antioxidants. They're anti-inflammatory, hinder the absorption of cholesterol during digestion. And so wonderful. I mean, forget about it. I would slurp down 8 glasses of green tea throughout the day before I put myself on a statin medication if cholesterol metabolism was an issue for me. All right, so we've got to keep clearing out those arteries. These are the foods and the drinks that can do it. You can have empowerment right at your own workstation and in your own home. I always love to think of people's homes as being health maintenance organizations. What are those HMOs? You might know that from politics and or insurance talk, but guess what? We can turn it on its head and actually make our own home our own health maintenance organization, and this is how you do it. Now, nuts. You know, I'm a big advocate of the blood type diet. I am. I will come right out and say it because I've had so much clinical success. So nuts, definitely. I mean, they are so convenient. They are not processed. They are a wonderful way to clear arteries. But if you want to have the best nuts for you, you know, check in with what your blood type is. Take a look at the blood type diet and see what the most beneficial nuts are for you. It would be awesome. All right, a couple other things I want to go through is spinach. Now, there's this thing called the Andes list. It stands for Aggregate Nutrient Density Index. How many nutrients per calorie of food can you get? So big bang for your buck, spinach, definitely up there with kale, hits that, full of fiber, full of potassium, full of folate, all of those nutrients that you can get in. So, I mean, have you ever just like had a huge bag of spinach and just wilted it down? It goes into like something like you have 4 bites, right? Can you imagine though how many nutrients you're getting if you eat all of that? Help lower blood pressure, keep your arteries clear, okay? According to the recent studies, just one serving per day of that folate-rich green can help lower homocysteine levels. That's an inflammatory marker for cardiovascular disease. All right, here we have it, folks. There are so many different foods, good foods, plant-based, nutrient-dense, healthy fats, individualized for you, that you can utilize to help keep those arteries clear, keep that circulation going, keep that flow glowing. That's what we're doing here on Radio MD. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Your Radio MD. I'm Dr. Holly Lucille. This is Mindful Medicine, hoping you wake up, use your own mind, and get empowered about your health.